Okay, I mean, if you're sure, then I'm gonna go ask her right now.
Go ahead. Leave me here.
I don't like.
By
wait,
myself?
Hang on. I'm reading into your tone something different.
What tone?
Don't have like a Jerry Seinfeld-esque tone.
Welcome everybody to the hit podcast Screenplay, the improvised movie. I am your host, Jake the Snake Rubin.
I'm Alec Combs.
And I'm Jesse Sarowitz. We're back Welcome at it again.
Back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome Thank back. You. Who knows how long it's been since you've heard the last episode.
Who knows?
But here we are. We're back again to do this little thing called improv.
Oh my goodness.
So, what is it we do?
That's
what
a
is
good question,
it?
Jake. It's Thank you. We do an improvised screenplay. We make a movie. We do that by basing all of the dialogues and all of the settings and characters and action pieces off of a movie or TV show we've recently seen. This time is a Jake time.
So, oh my gosh.
Jake week. Jake week. So, Jake, for our inspiration for our movie script.
No, Jake strong.
Jake strong!
Oh! Oh my god, I'm peeking so much.
Jake strong. Jake together, Jake strong.
Tell us about a movie that you're gonna use that we're gonna use as our
please.
Inspiration.
Please.
For hashtag Jake strong. Alright, everyone's begging. Everyone's
we're on our knees.
They're trying to break
please.
Down the doors. What is it? Alright, so
please.
I saw a little movie. Alright, everyone's begging. I saw a movie, a hit movie. Called Challengers.
Oh,
so,
good movie.
Very good movie. It's bombing at the box office, so please go and see it.
I have
so,
yet to yeah. see it.
You're the problem.
I know.
I kind of don't want to spoil everything, but I will give the gist about what's going on. So,
yeah, just give a
at
quick
its core,
little gist.
It's about a love triangle between these two guys and Zendaya's character, whose name is Tashi. And these two guys have a long history of being friends. They played doubles tennis together, and as they did, this girl Tashi kind of came into their lives, and they both were vying for her love, almost like, you know, people play tennis and they like, I don't know, have
they,
rallies
they
and stuff.
Vie for points.
They vie for points, and you know, she chooses one, and then she gets with the other one, and the two boys kiss a little bit, and you know, it's a lot of fun. And one thing, I don't know, maybe we could do something with this, but in the movie at least, there are lots of scenes with like really, really loud synth music, like bump, 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 bump.
It's
so loud
good.
To the point you can't hear the dialogue though half the time.
Ooh. But, you're just, like, oh, but it works. It works.
It works. It's cool. You know, they're dripping sweat. It's slow motion. You hear the synth music. Like when the synth music starts, you're like, all right, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. We're about to get a sick ass moment.
It's
and
like
there's
you're
some
in a
other
fucking,
things.
It's like you're in a club in Europe. It's fucking so sick.
Yeah, it's really sick. But, you know, sometimes it's like I heard people go, what? And at least in the theater I was in. And I'm like, right. I don't know.
But fucking, you're seeing a movie with a bunch of old people, it sounds like.
I know. It was like, you know, it was a lot of fun. And there are some other specific things. But I like, the last scene has a payoff that essentially takes the course of the entire movie. And, when it happens, everyone's like, oh my god, this is, like, he did the thing. And then when he does the thing, everyone in the theater, like, audibly was like, holy shit, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a good...
It's really good. I highly recommend it.
The other thing that I feel like should be mentioned is that Tashi, Zendaya's character, she's like a tennis prodigy. Like, she's like coming up, like, that's why Patrick and Art, that's the two guys' characters' names, Patrick and Art are like, yo, holy shit, she's hot as hell, and she's good at fucking tennis. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So
it's not a spoiler because it's in the trailer, but yeah. She ends up hurting herself,
mm-hmm.
And she gets out of the game for a little bit, and she becomes like a coach from the other side. And so she kind of has this almost like built-in resentment towards them because it's like they're almost living a dream that she can no longer do. And it's very – and, you know, she's like – she is like a girl boss, you know, from the, like, every scene she's in, you're like, oh my god. And, you know, she's really just, It's like at one point she's with her husband and she's just like, if you don't win this, I'm going to leave you. And you're like, oh my God. And you know, she's being so serious too.
Yeah.
And he just kind of sits on the bed and like cries a little bit. And she's just like, okay.
Like they're
there. She's like so above everybody. And yeah, so
she's the puppet master.
She's literally she's like playing around with these two guys, saying, "Oh, you know," literally the scene like when they're kissing each other, like in the,
she's like it's like just like dolls, you know. Like
in the trailer, it makes it look like they are having a threesome, but really she's just like kiss.
Yeah,
my phone fell. That's what that was. Yeah, but so I guess the theme of this movie. Is if I were to pick some themes, overarching themes,
yeah,
it was kind of about it's about love, it's about loss, and it's about tennis.
Yeah.
So, do you have any questions, Jesse? Because Alec has seen this movie.
Is it as hot as the trailer portrays it to be?
Yeah.
No, it's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot. You see some Zendaya side boob and under boob, and
that's
you're
not
like,
what
oh,
I
man.
Asked about.
That's what you wanted?
No.
It gets intense. It's like it gets... there's some moments where I'm like
oh yeah. There's like ooh, there's like a
damn, I feel like I need a hot towel, like goddamn.
And it's like there's a cool scene near the end of the movie where also I will say, because maybe this might impact our podcast as well. There's lots of time jumping going around.
Oh, okay.
Where like it starts in the present, then it goes to the past, then it goes a little bit ahead of the past, and then back to the present, and then back to the past, and then further back in the past. You know, it's just like,
yeah.
it's like building this narrative in like a weird, like almost memento sort of way, where it's like you have to piece together kind of all the inner workings of this group. And
do you want to know anything else about like Patrick and Art or anything?
Because it's like there's other people in the movie, but it's like it's just these three, really.
Yeah, it's really just those three.
So,
like for instance, like when they like first started, kind of like veering off from each other, Patrick and Art. Patrick like goes pro, and Art goes to college, and like does college tennis.
So they have two very different paths.
Yeah,
and, you know, at the beginning of the movie, you see that Art is kind of like. You know, almost like retired from the tennis game, and you know, and he's kind of like making a name for himself again. Where Patrick is kind of, or maybe I'm getting them confused. Patrick,
no, you're
is
right.
Kind
you're
of,
right.
Patrick is like sleeping in his car, and he's like, you know, not doing well in life. And you're like, oh, one's very successful, and one's not. And it's just kind of like almost some like, you know, canon events that happen that kind of set their courses and
brings them back together is this. Tennis challenge to like it's like to get points within like the tennis system. I don't fucking know, but it's like a really like small challenge. Like it's literally like a tire shops, like it's like sponsored by like an auto store or something.
It's very like, you know, it's not like this, it, like the actual, because so every time it cuts back to the present, it's like this main match that's going on. And like Alex saying, the stakes are actually not super high, like considering like the overall tennis scale, you know, I mean, it's important, but it's not like professional. It's like a couple leagues below. And so they both have different motivations for being there. And yeah, I think it's just it's a really interesting and really cool story with some really cool, like there's a scene near the end where it like. There's like a thunderstorm and the rain is like whipping around and they have like this really dramatic scene in the rain and you're like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So there's some really cool moments and I highly recommend.
Highly recommend.
That's why I'm trying to be vague about it because I want people to see this movie. So.
Well, they already know what happens. Yeah. So.
Well, they don't know what the big moment is.
You're right.
But let me just say, I did guess it. I said he's about to do that thing. And then he did the thing and I was like. I fucking knew he was going to do that.
Well, it's probably set up with, like, beautiful foreshadowing, but...
Beautiful foreshadowing. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Well, do you have any other questions?
No. Cool. In fact, I only asked one.
This guy has so many questions. Get him out of here.
Yeah. No,
he's a question machine.
Oh, my gosh. He's still asking questions.
No, I was kind of trying... I was also trying to keep it vague for myself.
Because he wants to see the movie.
I feel like there's still a lot. With that kind of movie, I don't care so much about spoilers necessarily.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, interesting. Well, I've heard some complaints from some people in my life that maybe we spoil too much in these opening rambles. So I'm trying not to.
I get it.
I'm trying to take that constructive criticism, and I'm trying to be vague. So
Perfect. We just talk about the characters. We're fine.
We talk about the characters and the motifs and whatever. But
all right. Okay. Well, I'm ready to make our movie.
Me too. Sounds good.
Are you ready, screenwriters? We can't be ready without the catchphrase.
Oh, of course.
It's going to be on all the t-shirts.
You know, here we go. Oingo da doingo. Let's get going.
All right, everybody. Here we go.
Why is that the fucking catchphrase? I want to go back in time. Oh, I coined it.
You did. You said it.
I did it on the spot.
Yeah.
It was, I need Jake to go back like, in time.
What happened?
Like,
was Jake
I need to flashpoint
like,
myself, and I'm just like, Alec, no, don't flashpoint
yourself.
What happened was Jake was like, Alec, give us the catchphrase, and that was the first thing that came out of your mouth.
Yeah. That's improv, baby.
That's improv. All right.
All right, so. Here's our movie.
Hashtag Jake Strong. All right, here we go. We have a big overarching shot of a tennis court. It is daytime. The sun is beating down. You hear synth music playing in the background. Very loud synth music. We kind of zoom into this tennis court, and on the court we see two men who are in a very, very heated game of tennis. In the stands, there is a woman watching them. One of the men, he takes the ball and he serves it.
The ball goes soaring over the net onto the other guy's field. The other guy hits it. And they volley back and forth, back and forth, until...
They're making the tennis grunts.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone in the audience doing the head moving things with the ball.
I can't keep up with this ball, jeez.
Yeah, they're playing real fast there.
You know... This is the big one before the big game. The final match before the final match.
Wait, hold on. I'm pretty new to this sport. This is a semi championship before the championship, a semi-final if you will.
Pretty much, yeah. And these two, oh my god. These two are some of the best of the best.
Ah, yeah, I know. The guy on the left side of the court, that's my son.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We just rekindled our relationship after years.
Good for you. Yeah, the other guy, he's my brother.
Whoa, what a coincidence. We're sitting next to each other.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty GD cool, if you say so. Yeah, no, your brother, he's pretty good.
In front of them, a girl turns around and she goes, "Shh, I'm trying to watch these guys. You know, they're vying for my love."
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
My name? You can call me Princess.
Princess?
I'm Tristan's brother. I don't even know you.
Oh my god, you're Tristan's brother?
Yeah, and I'm Damien's father.
And you're Damien's father?
Yes, we just rekindled.
Well, you must have heard about me. I'm Princess.
I haven't heard a goddamn thing about Princess.
No,
sorry.
Not a g-dang thing.
I policed myself earlier, but I'm saying goddamn now. Why haven't I heard of you, princess? Where do you get off?
Where do I get off? Oh, I can get into it. You know, Damien's into some clown things.
What?
What?
That's how he gets off.
Yeah, well, okay. He didn't have a father for a long time. Can you blame him?
Oh, I've heard. I know all about you.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know about me?
No, I really don't.
Oh.
Tristan, you never get talked about.
What the fuck? Tristan.
You guys look similar. Are you twins?
I mean, yeah.
Oh
I'm like gosh. I'm like 10 minutes older than him. I hold it over his head. He says this to the dad. I hold it over his head. It's a really funny bit.
Yeah, that's what twins do there, eh? They just they one up for each other's for mom and dad's affection and love. Not that I would know. I didn't really have any children. Well, I did, but I wasn't really around.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, I wanted to see my brother in the action. I haven't been able to see him play tennis since like college, you know.
Yeah, he's doing great. I remember those college days. Ugh.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there. I was what? A cheerleader. Yep.
A cheer? Really?
Yeah.
We've only had like maybe 3 cheerleaders ever come to any match.
Yeah.
In college.
I was one of them. One of the 3.
Oh my god.
The other one was Prince. The other one was King. The 3 cheerleaders.
I remember Prince and King.
Yeah.
They were nice.
I was the only female cheerleader.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm a little out of the loop here. Did you go to college with my son?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. And you had 3 cheerleaders, and 2 of them were male, and one was you?
Yeah.
Well, it was specifically for tennis. They had, like, the C team come for tennis.
Ah. Yeah. C stands for tennis. Too. Those yeah. King and Prince were?
Yeah, they were.
I get it.
You guys want to buy it for my love?
No, I don't know you, lady.
Who are you?
I'm married.
Oh. Oh, you're married? Where is she?
She went to, she's, has our kid. He made a little bit of a fuss earlier, so.
A kid.
I'm a single old man also, and I have a history of walking out on my family. Are you interested still, or?
No, I'm good with you guys. right as she says that, the person, like the referee who's like in like the really, really high chair.
The line judge.
And says, all right, everybody, that's it's a tie game. Take a break. Go drink water.
15 and, all, he says.
I believe that's 15, called 15. Oh, 15 all. Yeah.
15 all. And they go over and they drink water.
I played Wii tennis.
I played tennis. Hey, boys.
Hey, princess.
Hey, princess.
You're doing great out there, and you know which one that is.
Princess, are you talking about me? It's me, Tristan.
You know who it is. I won't say. I can't say.
Well, are you talking about me or Damien?
Tristan, you can take her.
Damien, you don't want her?
Wait, what?
Dude, she's been following us for like years, like. I always thought she was here for you. I didn't know she was here for both of us.
I always thought she was here for you, and she was like your girlfriend.
What?
Yeah, I thought it was like
she and I. It was she and I hooked up like maybe a few times.
You guys hooked up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
But he was whatever. Talking about you the whole time.
He was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was weird. I was like, stop. I'm trying to keep my two men separate. But he's like, God, I just wish Tristan were here. God, I just wish Tristan were here.
I wish I could be knocking his balls around. Tennis, I mean, on the court.
Yeah, you've always been kind of married to the game there, Damien.
Well, you seem to always have the upper hand on me.
Well, I have to. I've been working so hard against my twin brother when I was a kid. He's married now.
That's me.
Oh. See, you guys do look the same, except your twin brother has this scar across his entire face. That's very scary.
Yeah, he doesn't like to talk about it so much, so don't ask him about it, princess.
I kind of want to.
No, don't ask him about it.
Brother!
Huh?
What's up with the scar?
That story, it haunts me to this very day. You see, this one time, 7 years ago. We flash back 7 years ago.
The synth music gets even louder. It never stops. Michael Jackson.
We flash back 7 years into the past. Tristan and his brother. Let's call his brother Luke. Luke.
Ooh. Ooh,
Tristan and Luke. They're walking
down a path on the on their college campus. It's late at night. They're both carrying like tennis bags and whatnot, and they're seemingly going to the tennis court. I'm a wipe your ass amongst the court, buddy.
Hey, will you just relax?
What? I'm gonna serve you on a platter.
Yeah, I get it.
You gotta work on your backswing, buddy. I've been seeing you in the last couple matches. You know, you haven't been that great.
I get it.
Brother was better.
I'm damn well good. You know that.
I know you are.
Why are you being a dick right now?
I'm just trying to get you better. You know, and I'm trying to make you better, Tristan.
I'm pissed off.
You're better than me. You're better.
I am better than you.
And I want you to be better. But if you don't work on that backswing, he has the racket in his hand and he like hits Tristan's his calves behind.
Knock it off. Don't do that.
Tristan
gets out his own tennis racket. He's kind of like swatting at him. He's missing.
They're like,
just leave me alone. You're being a real a-hole right now.
I'm sorry. All right. What? Sorry. Your older brother here, you know.
Hey, 10 minutes is not older. It's just 10 minutes.
I in the Constitution of Things.
The Constitution of Things? What the hell are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. And they finally get to the court. And they both get to, like, different sides of the court. There's, like, another group, like, farther down on the court also playing tennis.
Mm-hmm. They start to, you know, volley back and forth. And we start to see that Luke is just scoring point after point and point after point on Tristan there. And Tristan's, he's getting real pissed off. He's getting real mad. And you can tell that Luke's taunting him. He's saying mean things. He's like, I'm the older brother, you know, all that
I'm
shit.
I'm the older brother, man. Don't bang your fucking racket against the court again. I don't want to have to buy you another one.
You know what? And Tristan walks all the way up to the net to, like, confront his brother. They're, like, basically nose to nose over the net. I'm sick and tired of your bullshit. I'm gonna find a new tennis partner. I'm done.
Fine. Maybe he'll make you better, or she.
And that's
I'm not gonna judge.
And that's when Tristan puts the tennis racket into his face.
Oh my god!
Like hard.
Ow, dude. Ow,
dude. Don't talk to me again. And he leaves.
As he's leaving, like, Luke, like, uncovers his face, and there's like, just, like, a deep gash.
In the space where his scary scar is.
And then the camera zooms into the scar, and then it fades to black, and then it cuts back to the present.
Holy shit.
It emerges back from his head again.
Everybody has their scars.
And now we're all just talking again.
So, we cut back to our present day tennis match, the semi-final. The time is
hot dog vendor.
A hot dog vendor.
He's walking around. The time has moved.
Yeah, the time has moved. They're back to playing now, yeah.
The sun is like falling a little bit, so you can tell that it's a little bit later. A hot dog vendor walks around.
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs here! Hot dogs!
Hey,
hot dog.
Hey, Pops, you want a hot dog? I'm buying.
Yeah, well, if you're buying there, sure, I'll have one.
Hot dogs, all
right. Hey, two hot dogs over here.
Two hot dogs. You want ketchup?
Yeah, give us the works.
You want mustard?
Yeah, that's part of the works.
That's part of the works.
Got it. Here comes ketchup and mustard on the hot dog.
It's just two hot dogs,
ketchup and mustard. He squeezes it and he just throws it. It's a perfect arc. Like, perfect. Beautiful arc. It does even a little spin in the air. Like a spiral.
It does a spin.
the ketchup and the mustard goes everywhere. All over everything.
He's like, all right, hot dog number two. Here it comes.
He takes the hot dog. He throws it. Even a better perfect spiral. Ketchup mustard stays on this time. And it lands perfectly. And you're like, all right. $25.
Jesus.
Jesus, inflation. Am I right?
You're so right. You're so right. This good inflation stuff is crazy. You're a doctor?
Yeah, I'm a doctor. Ever since I, you know, I went to the doctor that night and, you know, it just called to me. The hospital system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they helped me. I wanted to help others just like them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
$25.
Yeah, we get it, man. That's pretty, it's yep. pretty noble profession you got there.
Thanks.
I'd be proud.
Thank you. You know, yeah, our dad is off, who knows where, with some broad on some island.
I envy him.
Yeah, you know, now that Tristan's making all the winnings, you know, he's treating our parents right.
Yeah, that Tristan, you know, I've only been around for a couple more games. Again, rekindled my relationship with my son. But that Tristan there, yeah, he seems to play pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, he's good. He is good.
Yeah, I mean,
Princess, she turns around again. She's like, I'm learning so much about you guys. Do you want to learn about me and my very intricate backstory and... In how I came from a very desolate place where it was rainy and scary all the time.
Do you want to listen to her story, Pops?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, she turns around again.
Wait, ask her.
What
if
about
she
you?
Ask her if she wants a hot dog.
Yeah.
Come on, you got
a hot dog.
A hot dog? Yeah, that'd be great.
Hot dog hits her in the head.
$46.
Why is one more than two?
It like almost doubled the price of two.
The hot dog vendor yells across, I've been selling hot dogs for many, many years. I grew up selling hot dogs. You know, it was just 10
years
ago.
No, we don't
want to
hear it.
His story is more interesting.
Cut
than
two. 10 years ago. The camera zooms in on a hot dog.
We got to 10 years ago.
We see the hot dog vendor.
It's the hot dog vendor. He looks younger. He looks a little less wrinkly. He looks a little less gray. And he's out on the streets of a busy city with his hot dog, with the hot dog cart. It says Al's Hot Dog. He's the owner operator.
He's a little bit more joyous.
Yeah,
He's hot dogs!
His eyes are
hot
less
dogs,
sunken
everybody!
In. A lady walks by. I'll have two
Great
hot
lady.
Dogs.
Two hot dogs?
Yeah, please.
Here you go.
How much?
$2.
Oh, perfect.
$1 each.
Hey,
hot
man.
Dog.
Hey, you've been on this on this corner of the street for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say you're like a pillar of my day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You fill me with so much joy.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah,
lady.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to be a football player.
Well, what's stopping you?
People like you.
What
do you
mean?
On me too much. You count on me too much.
Oh,
I'm too much of a pillar. I can't just give this up and walk away. Here, look at this throw. He takes a hot dog, throws it. Perfect spiral. It goes right through a window.
Wow.
The man catches it.
That was beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Free hot dog.
I understand. I wanted to be a dancer before I became an accountant. I used to be part of the
dance.
Fifth Avenue Ballet. What would you say?
You should go.
To the ballet?
Follow your dreams. Yes, go.
No, but my job relies on me. I was saying I was empathizing with you.
No, I think we should go out sometime.
I'd love to.
It jumps forward again. Not quite present day, but a little bit forward in the future.
Wait,
the two of them.
Are they on the date? Is that what you're saying?
No, they're at a very fancy... Well, yeah, they're on a date. They're at a very fancy restaurant. But they both look a little older.
Mm-hmm. Like they've been together for a while, yeah.
Yeah. They're sitting at a very fancy restaurant. A waiter comes over.
Two wines for the couple.
Yes. And the hot dog vendor, he winks at the waiter. He's like, and make sure to bring the hot dog. He winks.
You're ordering a hot dog in a place like this? Al.
No, just wait.
Okay. I'll take a glass of Pinot Noir.
And I'll take a glass of... Don't forget the hot dog. He winks.
No problem. Be right back.
So, Vanessa, these past 6 years that we've spent together have been everything that I've ever dreamed of, you know?
They've been perfect.
They've been perfect. And I know we both haven't quite followed our dreams. You're still accounting, and I'm still selling hot dogs. But I was wondering, maybe, and as he says that the waiter walks in carrying a hot dog with a big ring on it, maybe you can make me
Before he says that, her cell phone rings. She picks it up. It's a little like Motorola Razr from like 2007 to show that it's the past. She goes, hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, one second. Okay. Hello?
He motions the waiter. Go back. Go back.
She goes, oh my God. You're kidding. Oh my God. Yeah, 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 of course. Of course. She hangs up the phone. She goes, Al, you're not going to believe this. So the other day when I told you I went out to the fabric store, I didn't go to the fabric store. I auditioned for the ballet in Germany.
Oh.
We're going to do a whole European tour. I just got the spot.
Oh.
I did. I followed my dreams.
Oh.
You don't seem happy for me.
Well, I am happy for you, but I thought our dream was to kind of be together, you know?
We can still be together. Come to Germany with me.
I can't.
Why?
I need to keep selling hot dogs. I'm a pillar of this community.
What are you saying? I have to go to Germany for 7 months.
Sir, I can't do that. Sir, should I... Is it time now?
No. Go back. As he motions, the band that was coming out with him, too, like, turns around and goes back. No. You don't understand. This is supposed to be perfect. I had this planned out. Well, you know?
You're the one who told me to follow my dreams. And I did that, and now you're not happy for me?
You told me I was a pillar.
You are a pillar.
You told me I could never leave.
Well, you were a pillar to me. I don't care about these other schmoes on the street. Are you really not going to come with me?
I can't. Al starts crying.
She picks up her water and throws it in his face. And she storms out of the restaurant.
From this day, I will charge way more money for my hot dogs.
We come back.
Zooms in.
into the diamond ring.
Into the diamond ring.
We get back. It's present day.
The hot dog vendor's crying. it zooms out of one of his tears.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The camera pans from the hot dog man back to Luke and Damien's father.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, guys? The hot dog vendor's yelling across a bunch of people.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the score now in the match? Oh, they both won a match.
Yeah, it's they're up one. Yeah, they both won a set.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, oh, this boy, man. I wish I would have been in this boy's life more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the hot dog vendor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Al, go back.
You guys still haven't paid me.
Okay, sorry.
46.
40. She. Am I paying for you too, princess?
Well, they don't call me princess for nothing.
This fucking. he hands $46 and tells the people to. Motions to
they,
give it to the hot dog.
Pass it down. Hey, thanks!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna go now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's me, Al. I'm leaving.
Goodbye.
Oh, okay, Al.
Some people call me Big Al. All right, here it is.
Right. Yeah, I wish I would have been around for this boy's
his upcoming.
Yeah, I don't know. I was there until he was about 10, and then I left. I left my family.
Oh yeah.
It was actually probably really rough for little Damien.
I knew him a little bit back in college.
Yeah, what was he like in college?
You know, he was cool. You know, he was like, he always seemed to be at a party, getting invited to everything. He was always somebody to talk to. Felt like anybody felt like they could talk to him, you know? He was one of those very approachable people. Mm-hmm. But there was always a darkness to him. Mm-hmm. Like something he wasn't telling anybody. I guess it was probably that he didn't have a dad.
It might have been. We cut to Into the Past. We're at a college party. It's evening. Damon's wearing like a cool leather jacket, and he's leaning on the wall with a red Solo cup. he's surrounded by Princess and one other girl that they're looking at him. They're making doe eyes at him. And our tennis brothers, Luke and what's his name?
Luke and Tristan.
Tristan. What a stupid ass name. Luke and Tristan arrive at the party, and they're kind of pushing their way through. They're wearing less cool jackets.
And Luke has a bandage on his face.
Yeah, Luke has a big bandage on his face.
Bump that Black Eyed Peas.
Luke, don't embarrass me.
But instead of in the movie, it's more synthwave.
Dude, don't embarrass me.
Damon is like not even noticing them. He's too cool, surrounded by.
Luke, I'm gonna go to drink. You go talk to some girls or something.
I guess, unless you're gonna fucking hit me in the face with another tennis racket if I
don't. Sing it. Get the fuck out of here. Tristan makes his way. He's kind of moving towards like the kitchen-y area now, and that's when he walks past Damien and Princess and the other girl. He kind of like catches Damien's eyes.
Yeah, this is a beer, and I'm underage. What are you gonna do about it?
Definitely not tell anybody. You're so cool.
That's right.
Do you want to?
That's right.
Do you want to boom boom pal with me, Damien?
Yeah, I do. Hey, this guy's looking at me.
Excuse me.
This guy. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm just wondering where you if there was any beer for anybody else or.
Beer for anybody else? Who are you?
Oh, me. I'm Tristan.
Tristan. Tristan. Do you play tennis?
Yeah, I play with Craig. That's who invited me to this party.
Oh, I know Craig.
Well, do you play tennis too?
I do play tennis.
Really? Someone as cool as you?
What's your max serve speed? Mine is 112.
Jesus. Mine's like 85 at most.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy. You're so fast, Damien.
Yeah, you tell me, Princess.
Oh, hi, Princess. My name's Tristan.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Princess. That's right. This is Princess's friend. This is Melissa.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Melissa. Tristan.
And I'm Princess.
Look how they're both vying for me.
I see that.
Uh-huh, yeah. You know what?
What?
Give me beer. Give me beer.
I'll get you one. Can I have one too, then?
What do you think, girls?
He can have one.
They say in unison.
Okay.
All right, cool. But
drunk tennis outside after this.
Craig has his own court.
They say in unison.
You're on. We cut to more in the future, but not to present day yet. Yeah. It's probably like the third year or fourth year of college now. Tristan and Damien, they're living together, and they're hanging out on like the sofa in their living room. They're chatting. They're paddle balling with a tennis ball and a racket. Not this.
Oh, they're doing like the cool, they're, like, yeah, one, two, three.
They just got back. Yeah, yeah. They just got back from a scrimmage or whatever.
Dude, you got to really work on getting the ball in.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
If we're going to be doubles partners, you need to make sure that you're more consistent.
Well, that's what I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Yeah, give me a beer.
Yeah, I got you. He goes to the fridge and grabs him both a beer. Hands him. So,
just like olden days.
Yeah. Hey, Princess hasn't been around a while. I saw that she was hanging out with those other two cheerleaders for a minute. What happened to you guys?
He takes the racket and he throws it and... Tristan ducks, and it goes right into the TV with a crash.
Whoa, dude, what the hell?
Princess and I aren't exactly, like, talking right now, dude, so just take it easy, okay?
I'm just asking.
Listen, what? I don't know. We're not exactly... She and Melissa kind of had a talk, and they both decided I wasn't good enough for them, and I was just... I don't know. And so that's where I'm at now. And
bro.
Now my racket broke. So now I don't have a racket either. But.
How could they say that about you?
I don't know, man. Maybe you should talk to them. Try to help me out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'll text Princess right now and ask her if we can, I don't know, grab coffee or something. I need to, I can help you out. I'll wingman you.
Yeah. But she's pretty vulnerable right now. So don't. Don't, like, make a move or anything.
No, I would never do that, dude. Never.
Broco. Cut to. Princess and, this Tristan. Is Tristan, right?
Mm-hmm.
They like, burst into, like, a dorm room, and they're making out heavily. Like, he is, like, he tosses her onto the bed and, like, crawls on top of her, and they just... You know, some stuff happens.
It's steamy. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
music is playing just like really loud. Yeah.
Princess is saying something, but you can't understand what she's saying.
And, like, it's like a top, like, it's like a, from Princess's perspective, you see Tristan, like, just like sweat dripping down onto the camera lens, mm-hmm. And then we transition back to present day of the match, and it's Tristan also sweat is dripping down onto the ground,
and you see Princess kind of in the background, like she's blurry, and then she kind of comes into focus too, so it's like she's also,
he's so hot,
I'm like, cool.
Tristan!
What? What? He motions to, like, the ref to time out.
As Damon's in the middle of serving.
Yeah, whoa, hold on, whoa. What? What?
Good luck. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who is that? Princess, stop! We're trying to, like, do something, man!
What?
We're playing tennis!
Oh! My bad. I didn't know. I thought they were like... I thought it was like a timeout. Is that a thing in tennis?
I was about to serve.
I thought he was stretching.
I was about to serve.
Yeah, he was.
You both are serving.
How many tennis matches have you seen? You know how this thing goes.
Didn't you cheer for tennis?
I did.
Prince and King?
And King.
Yeah. I haven't seen those two in years.
Yeah.
Yeah, ever since we graduated.
Yeah, since the accident.
Yeah.
All right, well, this sets for you, Princess.
We cut to 5 years in the past. Princess King and Prince are all in a car driving. It's like... really bad conditions outside, like rain, wind, everything. Princess is the one driving.
I say, Princess, go faster.
I dare say, we must be home on the morrow.
On the morrow, that is right, my king.
That is right, my prince.
Yes. Guys, are you seeing what it's like out here? It's pretty bad. Maybe we should pull over.
That's why we chose you to drive. Go faster. Hydroplaning is a lie. It's a myth made up by the government.
We have a cheerleading match to get to tomorrow, and I shan't be late.
I shan't be late.
I shan't be late either, but maybe we should be, because this is, like, really dangerous.
Dangerous?
Dangerous!
Dangerous!
As he does that laugh, there's, like, a loud, like, thunder crack. And Princess, like, jolts the steering wheel over, like, guys!
I dare say, stay on our lane!
I'm sorry.
You're never going to win one of our affections if you can't drive correctly.
You can't vie for both of us.
No, I'm not vying for either of your affections.
You're not?
What?
What?
I thought you were trying to win one of us.
Yes. I wasn't vying for you guys. You guys are on the cheerleading team. I wanted to be on the cheerleading team to vie for the affections of the people that I'm cheering for.
Well, what the hell have we been doing?
I don't know. You don't even... I've just tolerated you
guys.
Well,
listen, Princess.
I say...
Prince and I here have started sort of a steamy relationship in response to your affection to both of us.
We were hoping that us holding hands and kissing would make you jealous. But if anything, it's just made me fall in love.
That's right. Well, you're in love with me.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm in love with you.
Really?
Yes.
One's in the passenger seat, one's in the back seat. They turn around and start making out. And, like, their elbows are going in Princess's face.
She keeps getting, like, hit with the elbow.
Guys, this is not helping. This is really bad. All of a sudden, she, like a big sign, like a sign on the side of the road or whatever. She all of a sudden just goes right into one of those signs with the car. And the one in front, whoever Jake is, I'm guessing that's Prince.
He's Prince. Prince
just goes through the fucking windshield.
Oh, he lands on the ground with a thud, and he goes, "My legs! I can't move them."
Oh!
It's your fault. Your fault.
Your fault.
And it echoes, and we see the shimmer of broken glass on the roadside. When we go that we transition, we come out to a shiny like water bottle that's on the side of the tennis arena. The match is going now. It's full force. This is it. Tristan and Damien are vying.
Isn't fault something in tennis? Isn't that like your fault? Like, isn't that a thing in tennis?
Maybe. It's like when you hit the net with the ball, maybe?
Fault. Yeah, like you what get a serve, and if you miss the first serve, then that's a fault, and then you get a second serve.
Yeah, so just the guy in the chair, the line coach is saying, your fault.
Fault.
Yeah, that's good.
Uh-huh,
yeah, I respect that.
So now the tennis match is really going. This third set is kind of, it's going to determine who's going to win and move on to the final. It's hard. It's a lot of tennis for a long time. Really cool shots of tennis and nets and sneakers, tennis shoes, if you will. And finally, Tristan gets that final point just at the last second. Damien, he throws his racket onto the ground. He falls to his knees and he just screams. He's angry. It's a guttural scream. It's like when fucking Toni Collette knew her child died in Hereditary. That's how guttural it is.
He starts screaming, but as he screams, the synth music gets too loud and it's just, he's just mouthing the anguish as it plays him over.
The camera pans to Damien's dad and Tristan's brother Luke. Luke is, he's so happy, and Damien's dad is just kind of like, you know, he's just kind of sitting there, stoic.
Hey, well, man.
Yeah, I know, your brother played a better game.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, at least you could be there for your son today, you know?
Yeah, I wish I was. Did I tell, you know what? I'm going to tell you something, because you have a wife and a child, right? You said so?
Yep, I do.
Let me give you some advice. When your child is 10, don't walk out in the middle of the night, because bad things happen when you do. We cut to
I assume so.
Damien's childhood home. It's like 3 a.m. And we see that it's kind of like there's like a porch light on. So it's kind of it's lighting up Damien's dad. He's inside. He's put on like his boots, and he's got a little duffel bag. And just as he's about to open the door, the light at the top of the stairs comes on, and it's Damien's mother.
You're leaving?
I'm just going out for a while. I'll be back.
You know, Damien's 10 now.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He'll be fine. I'll be back. I'm not leaving.
Okay.
Don't give me that tone.
What tone?
Anita, that's that tone. You just give me that tone all the fucking time. I don't need it.
I think you do need it. You need a little bit of discipline in your life. You know, we just signed up Damien up for tennis practice. You know.
What do you expect me to do?
He thought this could be a bonding experience for you, too.
I don't know anything about tennis. I'm just supposed to pretend?
You don't know anything about your son!
Yes, I do!
What's his birthday? As she says that, a little boy walks in the hallway. Mom? Dad? Are you guys fighting
again? Buddy, go back to bed, all right?
Go back to bed, Damien.
Daddy, where are you going?
I'm just going out for a couple hours. I'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow morning for breakfast.
He says he'll be back, Damien. You'll be fine.
Anita, you're having that tone again.
What tone? You promise? Daddy, don't fight. Me and Mr. Teddy don't like it.
Damien, come down here for a second. He comes down the stairs with his teddy bear, and his dad kneels down to him real close. Buddy, you know I love you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your mom, she loves you too.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't love your mom right now.
What?
No, buddy, it's not your fault.
It's my fault. No, I know it's my fault.
It's
Mr. Teddy says it's my fault.
No, it's not completely your fault.
Completely my fault?
Damien, listen to your father. Listen to your father!
Do not yell at your son like that.
He holds up a hand and he flinches.
No.
Listen to me, son. I just don't love your mother right now. I'll be back. I will
you
come
promise?
Back.
He says promise because it's very cute and adorable, like a little child. You promise?
He looks into his son's eyes, and he waits really slowly, and he just says, I will be back. And they...
Little Damien holds out a pinky for Pinker.
I'm not going to pinky promise with you, son. That's for babies.
Mr. Teddy says you have to.
Okay. They pinky promise.
Okay. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, go to bed, buddy. He goes upstairs, closes his door. Anita, you're a bitch.
You're a...
I'm going to bed, too.
You woke him up on purpose, so I had to look him in his eyes and lie to him.
Oh, you're lying.
What? What do you mean?
So you're not coming back.
I'm coming back. I'm just going to Cozumel right now.
It's always Cozumel.
Well, there's a honey I've been talking to on the internet. Don't roll your eyes. If you found a sweet honey in Cozumel, you'd go too. Wouldn't you?
Of course I would.
Of course you would!
I would take a cruise. I'd get away from you. But you know I can't do that because we have Damien now. And he is my number one priority.
you hear another baby cry in the background.
Way to go. Now Andy is up.
I didn't even want Andy.
Well, you have him.
Nuh-uh, I'm going to Cozumel.
Yeah, tell your honey about Andy and Damien.
She probably will like that.
Oh, will she?
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Obviously, I'm not gonna tell her that I left them. It's just that she'll think I'm a good father by the way I speak about my boys.
Yeah, you're gonna make up lies about your sons, about what they do, about everything. You'll tell them the wrong birthday. I bet.
I bet you I will. Anita, I hate you.
Your dick sucks.
Wait, hold on.
Tell that to your honey.
We cut back to... It cool transitions through the window of the house back to the window of Damien's car in the parking lot. It's the match is over. The sun is set. The streetlights are on. Damien's packing up his car. And
as he's packing up his car, you see a little teddy bear in the back
that he
throws to the side. Yeah.
Princess approaches.
Oh. Hey, princess.
Sorry you lost today.
Yeah.
It was Damien who lost, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's kind of cool. I haven't seen you in a while, man. How's it going?
It's been all right. You know, just been trying to follow your stats and whatnot.
Yeah. They just went down considerably because of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dad. He was in the audience.
I talked to him.
Yeah?
He seemed very nice.
Yeah.
Maybe you should talk to him.
Maybe he should talk to me.
I am talking to you.
No, him.
I should talk to him?
No, your dad, my dad. Maybe he should talk to me.
Oh, sorry.
No, yeah, you're okay.
Ever since the accident, I've been a little hard of hearing.
Yeah, you've been a little bit of a lot of things.
The camera pulls focused from Damien to like 20 feet behind him, where his dad is just standing and kind of pacing. He wants to go talk to his son, but he doesn't know what to say.
Tristan walks up to, is like... has his gear and is like going to his car, and he like bumps into Damien's dad. Oh, sorry, man.
Oh, it's quite all right. It's quite all right. I'm just pacing. My son's over there. Hey, you're the boy who won today.
I am, yeah. Are you talking about Damien over there?
Yeah, that's my son. I haven't seen him since he was 10 years old.
Whoa. Holy moly.
What?
Damien told me all about you. You were like a role model to him.
I was?
Yeah, you know. He really loved you.
Well, I really loved him too. But I loved a honey in Cozumel more.
ain't that the way.
She broke my heart though, that honey in Cozumel. Felicity was her name. Way.
Ain't that the way?
That it's is the way. What do you know about women there, young man?
Oh, not much. You know, tennis has been my life, so I haven't been able to, you know, I've only been doing singles and doubles, and I haven't found a doubles partner for life.
Mm. Well, I met your friend Princess.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was talking about you and my son. You guys, she said you guys were the best of friends in college. Until what? She didn't say.
I'll tell you what happened.
Tell me what happened.
We cut to graduation day. it's at the moment where they all the caps are flung into the air as the ceremony ends.
Damien and Tristan, like Damien, like, hops onto, like, Tristan's shoulders and, like, is like, yo, man, we're done.
Yeah, we finished.
Yeah, man, holy shit.
Bro.
Yeah. So, like, you gonna ask Princess to go steady now, buddy?
Maybe. Which one am I?
You're Tristan. I'm Damien.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you know about my relationship mm-hmm. with Princess, even though mm-hmm. you told me not to make a move on her in the past.
Look, man, the past is in the past.
All right. If you're so cool about this, then yeah, I think I will ask Princess to go steady with me. I think I love her, man.
That's great, man. That's great.
And, ever since her friend King died in the hospital, she hasn't really cared for hanging out with Prince anymore.
Yeah. You're there for her, though.
Yeah, I am. I am there for her. Hey, be honest with me. Are you really cool with this?
I'm cool with it, you know? We had a couple flings. Old news.
Okay, I mean, if you're sure, then I'm gonna go ask her right now.
Go ahead! Leave me here!
I don't like... Wait, hang on. I'm reading into your tone something different.
What tone?
Don't have, like, a Jerry Seinfeld-esque tone?
What's the deal... with you thinking I have a deal with this tone.
Okay. Well, if you don't have a problem, I'm just going to ask her right now. She's right over there.
She's right over there. She's graduating today also.
Mm-hmm.
They make eye contact. She waves and walks over. Oh, hey, boys. How's it going?
Hi, Princess.
Congratulations. Hello, Princess.
Thank you. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You look very good in your dress and
gown.
Come here,
Melissa. Melissa walks over too.
Hi, Melissa.
Congratulations, her too. Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Hey, right, bye.
Princess, I was actually... We were actually just talking about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Tristan over here has a little question for you.
All
don't
right,
you?
Relax, Seinfeld.
What is it?
I don't... Can I speak to you kind of over there in private a little bit?
Okay. All right.
Okay. They move over there. Tristan says... So I'm just wondering, you know, are you interested in maybe going steady?
I have feelings for Damien. I've always had feelings for Damien.
But we've been hooking on and off for like 2 years.
I know. But it's you know, it's just a fun little thing. I can't commit.
You can't commit.
I've always loved him.
Yeah. But I like you. I honestly thought that you were going to be with him for a while and we were just doing the hookup thing. But then I don't know. I fell hard.
Yeah. Maybe you should be with Melissa.
I don't want Melissa.
She wants you. Melissa, like, does like a little wave.
He waves back at her. I don't like Melissa that much.
Oh, you just waved, though. She takes that as a yes.
God damn it. No, Melissa has the personality of cardboard, and I can't see myself being with her.
I have to tell you something.
What?
Damien and I have been hooking up, too.
At the same time that you and I have been?
I walk out of your dorm, and I go into his.
Wow, back to back?
Yeah. I baby girl's got needs, and... And I'm getting my fair share.
I thought we were doing something, you know? We would have talks and late into the night about our future and our feelings.
Yeah.
That means nothing to you?
You boys, you're kind of just like a game to me.
Is that what you said about King and Prince?
Well, King, may his soul rest in peace. Prince, you know. Oh, there he is. Prince is wheeling around doing wheelies.
You know, look, he's doing great.
Yeah, he is. But you're not in his life. Yeah. And that, to me, fundamentally makes his life worse.
If I pick you, will you cut Damien out?
He's my best friend.
Well, I'm honestly torn because I'm having sex with both of you. So I could honestly pick either one.
Who's better? Who's better at it?
You are. You are.
What? Why do you need him then?
You know what? I need you to, by you picking me, you have to say goodbye to Damien. That's the way this is going to work. Because I can't have both of you in my life. It's too complicated for me. I'm fucking both of you. And Prince, too.
Oh, you're fucking Prince still, too?
Prince goes, it still works. And he winks.
All right. Okay. Okay.
All right.
I love you that much. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go tell him.
Okay.
Tristan makes his way back to Damien. He kind of, like, pushes Melissa out of the way.
Melissa goes, oh!
Melissa, beat it. Go talk to Prince. I have something to say to Damien.
What's up, bro? What'd she say?
When are you going to tell me?
Oh, she told?
Yeah. She's been sleeping with you, too.
Yeah.
This whole time, for 2 years, you've been pretending that you didn't care about her. Nothing mattered. You've been sleeping with her the whole time. The whole time! Now I'm doing the Seinfeld thing.
Look, man, you know, all's fair in love and tennis. And, you know, Princess, you know, it's, we're tied for Princess All, as one might say in tennis terms. And it's like, I can't let you have something I want.
Well, I asked her to go steady. She said that we can, but I have to cut you out of my life. And honestly, I'm kind of inclined to do that right now, because you're being a dick.
Fine. You know.
Fine. I had my tennis racket here, I'd beat your face in the way I beat my brother's face in.
We see Luke over in the in the aisle, or in the crowd, I should say.
He's wearing one of those, like, plastic masks that guy from the NBA used to wear all the time. It's like, it's like for reconstruction.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Luke looks at them and waves, and Melissa looks and waves, and Melissa walks over and starts talking. You see in the background. Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. Okay. We're done.
We're done.
Yeah. I don't ever want to see you again.
I don't ever want to play a match against you.
I don't ever want to touch your balls ever again. Tennis balls. Tennis balls.
Tennis balls. Tennis balls. Well, I guess that's it then.
I guess that's
it. Enjoy your time with Princess.
Yeah, enjoy your time with not Princess, asshole.
I will.
I bet you will.
I will.
I bet you will.
I will.
I bet you will.
He storms off.
We cut back to Damien's father and Luke. No, and Tristan in the parking lot. Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty cold what you did there, eh, Tristan?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand from one man who left my son to another. I understand. But I don't know. It feels wrong, especially because now you guys are giving Princess the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
Which, I get it. She sucks.
She does. You know, I thought she was all that in a bag of chips, but, you know, she just became too much.
Yeah. And
I wanted, I wanted to get out of bounds. I wanted to get out of there. Keep it in tennis terms, you know?
Mm-hmm. I get it. You only think in tennis terms. Well, maybe we both should make up with my son.
You think so?
I think so.
You think he'll take both of us?
I don't know. But we might as well try.
We might as well try.
We might as well try. Who goes walk first, over. You or me? Oh, we're going together?
Yeah, we'll go together. Come on.
Damien's packing up his car. He just buckled in his teddy bear.
Princess has left. They knock on the window.
He turns the car on. Oh, it's an old car. He does the roll thing. Oh, hey. Hey.
How are you, son?
Hey, Damien.
Oh, my gosh. These are some worlds colliding.
Mm-hmm. I've been talking to your friend over here.
Yeah. My father?
I've been talking to your father.
Oh, my friend.
I'm your father. I get it. You haven't seen me in years.
Yeah. Of course.
We just figured neither of us liked the way we left it with you in the past.
No. You know, Princess, she wasn't all that. She wasn't.
She really wasn't all that.
No. After I found out what she did to King, oh my god.
Oh yeah. It's crazy. I always thought our lovemaking, the two of us, was better than what she ever did. So
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, hold on there.
Oh,
you two?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, sir. Yeah, me and your son, we had a hot, steamy relationship in junior year.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like the same time you were having sex with Princess also.
Well, we were also having sex with Princess, but...
Yeah, and I think maybe Prince rolled around a couple times, so...
Yeah, you know... He rolled around. It did work.
It does work, yeah. But, yeah.
Well, so, I'm glad you had a good, full experience, son.
All right, Dad.
Wait, son,
you know, you're here.
Can I say my piece now, Tristan? Do you mind?
Yeah, of course. I was setting you up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Tennis terms.
Thank you.
Because yours is way more.
Mine's like, way heavier.
Way heavier. Yeah.
All right. I want to start off the bat, off the racket.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I'm getting on. I'm catching on.
That's the point.
I shouldn't have insinuated to you the night I left that the reason I was leaving was partially your fault. I should not have insinuated that.
No.
It was all Anita's, your mother's fault. It was all your mother's fault.
Dad.
She insisted on having that second baby, even though I did not want it.
Andy?
Yeah.
My brother?
Yeah. How's he doing, by the way?
He's doing great.
What's he doing now? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like you don't really care, but I'll tell you.
I do care.
He just got into med school. He's going to be a doctor.
Oh, just wow. Like my brother.
Whoa.
Oh. The one with the thing on his face?
Yeah. We pan over. We see Luke and Melissa are together.
Oh, she picked him up.
That's his wife, yeah. Also, you lied to me.
Yeah, about... Well, I told you I'd come
back.
That
you were coming back.
I know. I told you I'd come back, and I came back. I'm here now. I saw your match last weekend. I watched your match today.
You said you'd only be gone a couple hours, though.
What's a couple hours between a father and a son?
Like, 120 minutes? Listen, Dad. Well, I don't think I can forgive you. You were gone for so much of my life. And I appreciate the fact that you're here now, but I don't know. It's almost like a little too little too late.
But I thought about you every day.
I thought about you every day.
Well, I thought about you more days because I'm older.
I'm trying to get him to accept both of us. I'm not trying to warn
you. You guys are vying for me. I love it.
Son, when I was down in Cozumel with that honey, we were together for... God, 3 months, 3.5 months, and then I was sick of her, so I found a new honey. And then we were together 3 months, 3.5 months, and I was sick of her. And then I joined sort of this open polycule of about 6 to 8 women and about 10 to 15 men. And I was good, and I was there for about 7 years.
Oh, my God.
But every day I thought about you. People always say, to me, Roger, what you thinking about? I'd say, thinking about my son. My sons. I have two.
Yeah. Andy.
Andy.
He's going to med school.
He's going to medical school. So, what I'm saying is...
Can I tell you something,
yeah,
Dad?
What?
You have a third son.
Your third son?
You know my mom was pregnant the day you left?
You're kidding.
Nope.
You didn't even know.
I didn't. Well, what's he like? What's his name?
His name is... I don't know.
I don't know. I know his name, but I feel like...
I don't know.
I just learned about him today.
His name is Ryan.
And what does he do? And we cut to... It's a guy, presumably Ryan. He's like in the jungle somewhere. They pull like a burlap sack off of his head, and they're beating him. It's like... It's like organized crime in the jungle. He like
you can't take me down that easily.
He breaks his things and he kills a bunch of like terrorists. We got back to where we were.
You can't take Ryan down easily.
I think he's a teacher.
I'm so proud.
Yeah. So it's us and your three boys, one who you keep forgetting about, the other one who you didn't even know about, and me. So,
well, I
listen.
What do you want to hear from me? I messed up, okay?
Yeah,
I shouldn't have left. Or at least I should have divorced your mother and hung around in the same city.
Well, it's, you know, I said too little too late, but, you know, it's not too late. Maybe we can, like, hang out sometimes and, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd like that.
You promise? You pinky promise?
I do. I pinky promise.
All right.
They grab pinkies.
And they promise.
They promise.
Nice.
All right, son. Well, I'm gonna go. I'll see you. How about we have brunch on Tuesday?
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I'll be there. I promise.
All
right. Yeah. All right.
It's one more jump into the future now.
Okay.
It's Tuesday. It's brunch. He's at the brunch. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting.
There's heavy synth music.
And the camera's like zooming in on the door. Like, is he gonna come in? Is the dad gonna come?
The door opens. And in walks Tristan. Tristan walks over to Damien's table. He sits down. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey. I figured I'd show up just in case your pa didn't.
Yeah, he stood me up and blocked my phone number.
He blocked you?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, listen.
Mm-hmm.
We've had quite a past, but I think we're good. I think we're good together. Like, really good together. So, I ordered us a little something. I think you're going to like it.
You ordered us something?
Yeah.
Like from the restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had a feeling you would come, because I know you.
And all of a sudden, who walks up to their table but Al? Yep, dogs here! Hot dogs!
It's the hot dog guy from the stadium?
Al, give us that special hot dog I was telling you about.
Oh, I got you right here. He throws a spiral hot dog in a tinfoil thing. That one's on the house. Next one will be $72.
Jesus, Al. Jesus, you're killing me.
I know. I'm Al. I'm Big Al. I'm Big Al.
No, they can call you Big Al.
Yeah. Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs!
He unwraps the hot dog, and there's like a hot dog, and in the middle of it is like a ring that was like stuffed into it.
There's ketchup and mustard on the hot dog over the ring. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Damien, is this what I think?
Damien gets down on one knee. Tristan, will you, as he's talking, the synth music gets really loud. You see Tristan go, nod his head.
He starts to cry, a tear comes down his face, and we zoom into the tear, into... Uh-huh.
Credits! Nice.
That was just like Challenger.
Yeah. Beat for beat.
Jesse, when you watch Challengers, you're going to be like, damn, we really did that.
Bit by fucking bit.
Good shit. Was fun.
There is one part. Well, two things. Jesse, did you like mean for the parents to be Roger and Anita, because that's the names of 101 Dalmatians parents?
No, I didn't.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah, those are the humans of Pongo and Perdita. Like, that's so funny. That's their names, Roger and Anita.
No, I did not do that on purpose. I wonder if my subconscious did it.
It must have, because that's so funny. Like, there is like a part of me that like when we did the cutaway to Ryan real quick, I wanted to be like, you'll never forget the name of Ryan Darling, because that's their last name.
Yeah, that's Darling. Funny.
There was another part, like, during that first flashback with, or during that flashback of, like, Damien's dad leaving, where I think Jake said, like, a kid walks up, and I just wanted to be like, who the fuck is this kid? Because it wasn't specifically Damien, but it was mm-hmm. just like, a kid mm-hmm. walks into the door, yeah, who the fuck are you, gay? But, yeah.
That's, what should we call this one?
Oh, right.
There's so many tennis puns.
So many tennis puns.
Who's you know at fault?
Yeah.
Who's at fault?
That's good. Yeah, because a fault, it's your fault.
That was funny.
All right. It was like who's in the back of my head.
That's you fun. Call it like a love story, too, because when you
say yeah.
it's called
who's
true.
At fault? Love story.
A love story.
A love
yeah.
story.
A love story.
I feel like we don't have to call, like, our past like four episodes have had titles
have
with
had
colons
yeah,
in
them. Colon.
Yeah. We're a colon podcast. What can we say?
You like a colon.
I think just who's at fault.
Who's at fault?
I like that. I like that.
Not a question mark. Just who's at fault. All right, I have a who's question about fault? Challengers now. Are the flashbacks that short, the way we did them? Or are they much longer?
They're much longer.
They're pretty long. They because like it's more like the present day stuff are like is pretty short. Like,
right. Yeah. I figured.
Because the movie's mostly the flashbacks. That's like the entire movie. Yeah.
Well, fun. Yeah.
And it'll say like three years ago, 10 years ago, 3 weeks after, four weeks after. Yeah. So.
Fun. Alrighty. Well.
Alrighty.
A great time. And
a
if
great
you
time was had by all.
If you enjoyed the podcast, reach out to us. Tell us how much you loved it. Rate it 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you can. That'd be very much appreciated. If you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email giving us suggestions on what movies we should watch. You can do that at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. You can also send any complaints to me.
Yes, all complaints to Alex.
All complaints through that email. If you want to reach us on social media, maybe, you can find us at ScreenplayPcast. That's the letter P on most socials. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. But who really uses Facebook anymore?
I do.
and then also Screenplay Podcast on TikTok. So
at what point do we have to start calling it X?
Never.
Good.
Mine is still Twitter. I've never updated it.
At some point, I feel, and you can write this down. I think at some point Elon Musk is going to just sell it off, and it's going to go back, and somebody's going to take it, and they're going to go back to calling it Twitter.
I hope so. I mean, I'm still calling it Twitter.
I'm still calling it Twitter.
Well, that's how you can follow us collectively. Individually, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Jesse Sarowitz.
You can find me. I'm at Alec Combs, ALECCOMES.
Nice.
On all the socials. That's Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. And you can also check out my YouTube channel. I think by the time this video comes, this episode comes out, my big video that I've been talking about should be out. So go check out my big 4-hour-long video where I made a big-ass tier list ranking all of Ferb's lines from Phineas and Ferb. It's a big video. I would really appreciate if you check it out.
All right, buddy boys. If you want to follow little old Jakey Snakey Aaron Rubin, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at JakeRubin27.
Alrighty. Well, that's screenwriters, this has been another episode of Screenplay the Improvised Movie. We hope to see you next time. Thanks for joining in. And we'll have a good new movie next episode. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lightspeed.
A Studio Ghibli film. Boop.